Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This is a fun half hour. I'm just like hanging out with my friends. Ron Mancini has been a professional candy maker since 1977. He owns, and operates Mother Merrick's Confectionery with his wife, Jackie Baker, in Manchester Center, Vermont. Longtime supporters of WAMC, wonderful, wonderful people who have done so much for us, and we love them to death. Ron has been the past president of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce and co-chair of the Chamber's Community Affairs Committee. He's currently the chairman of the Manchester Town Marketing Committee, lucky him, and he joins us this morning to tell us what is happening in Manchester and the environs over the next few weeks, and it's a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be here, you know, and it's great because normally when I'm here, we're talking about Lemon Lulu or Butter Crunch, and of course the fun drive's coming
up. Which are not bad things to talk about.
They're not bad things to talk about, and of course I brought a goodie bag for you as well, so.
I love you.
And I know you've been talking about the fun drive, and of course we'll be contributing as well.
Always have.
And I know you were up in our neck of the woods yesterday with Garrison Keillor, and which is great. And we're a fan of Garrison Keillor, and it was really wonderful to have 500-plus people show up for that event. And that was always that was great to have. And, you know, Manchester is a town that it's a wonderful community, as you know, and it's a community that continues to reinvent itself from the Revolutionary War, through the industrial times from then and to the 1850s when it became the center of hospitality in Vermont. And then from its lifestyle changes with healthy living lifestyle and healthy waters with Equinox Pond and that nature. And then it reinvented itself again with lifestyle and recreational activities. And then became the center for outdoor recreation with the ski industry nearby. And then recreational shopping had its heyday in the 80s. And it's now the center for all things Vermont. And because it's where can you go in one day and drive a $100,000 Land Rover in the morning, go through a challenging road course of ravines and obstacles, and then get a spa treatment in the afternoon and listen to world-class chamber music in the afternoon or in the evening, all within walking distance.
It's a good, it's certainly a lot going on. It's a very eclectic place. When you look at your role as doing marketing for the town, and just to give us an idea, I mean, who are you, like, who do you think of as your competition?
Our competition? Our competition is really other places around the country and around the world. And, you know, the WAMC listener has so many choices that they can. But our competition is really places that offer similar opportunities for recreational activities. So whether it would be places that are within a 3 to 4 hour drive or even around the world. And I think what Vermont has to offer to the traveling public, for instance, is, such a wonderful experience. Fresh air, clean living, is certainly a part of what Vermont is, you know, in a sense of independence. And what Manchester has to offer is not only all of those things, but it has to offer a breadth of experiences that you might not be able to get even within other areas of Vermont. Arts, culture, recreation, lodging and dining experiences that you might not find anywhere else.
It's great walking into a store and shopping and just seeing a lot of people trudging around in ski boots. Like, that's fun to see that. I don't do that myself, but it's fun to see the other people do that. I have more comfortable footwear. But it's interesting because everything sort of convenes. Like, you become the town center. So everybody goes out, does their thing, and then they sort of come back at night, right? And during the day and whatever's going on.
Well, that is true. And that's why I think, you know, Manchester is the center of all things because whether you're in because within a very close radius of Manchester, you have, whether it's recreational activities like skiing in the winter, we have a major playground right in our borders, and that's the Green Mountain National Forest. The Long Trail, the Appalachian Trail go right through our town.
Which is stunning.
It is stunning. And there's hiking, there's mountain biking experiences right there for the outdoor enthusiast. Within the town and its environs, there are four golf courses, if that's your thing. There are spa experiences for those that want that. There's just getting away, Lybrook Wilderness, Lybrook Falls, for those people that want that. You know, so it's not just a shopping experience like you just alluded to, but there's the Southern Vermont Arts Center, there's the Dorset Theater Festival, there's the Weston Playhouse. So it's all within reach. And Manchester has a breadth of lodging experiences and dining experiences that would satisfy just about every palate.
In a few more minutes, because I know we're short on time, but I want you to get to some of the events coming up. But you, just real quick, but Dorset and Weston, I mean, you think of that all as your area, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's more than just Manchester Center, as it were.
It is. But you know, it's, you know, what makes, you know, Dorset, Weston, and these other areas, I think, a unique place not only to vacation but to live in, is because Manchester has a breadth of services that these other communities really rely on for making them a wonderful place to live as well as to vacation in. Because we have all of the financial services, medical services as well. Not only that, we have a breadth of education services that, you know, people come to Manchester to live because of schools like Burn Burton Academy, which is a private high school.
Yeah.
That is pretty special.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful campus, and it is really special. We have Maple Street School, which is a private grammar school
as
well.
Yeah. Now we've got about 2 minutes. So for Memorial Day and the weekend, what's coming on? A lot of cool things going on.
There are a lot of cool things. First of all, there's Vermont Open Studio Weekend. And what I would suggest visitors coming over is we have within a 10-mile radius of Manchester over a dozen craft studios that are open for visitors.
Yep.
And I would suggest coming to Manchester first to go to Epic, which is a Vermont Artisan Studio right in the middle of town, where you can get maps and directions to all of the other studios and see a lot of the crafts exhibited within that studio right on Main Street. I would also go to Orvis, because they have an open fly fishing weekend on Saturday, fly tying exhibits, casting exhibits. It is. It's great for kids. They have a lot of exhibits going on there. So lots of things going for a day tripper as well as for the entire weekend. And then in July, if you're looking forward, we've got an entire arts month with Hills Alive, with concerts at Manchester Music Festival, Dorset Theater Festival, as well as the Weston Theater performances.
Which I'm really, we have both those folks coming on. I'm really excited. Some great, great stuff. Ron Mancini is chairman of the Manchester Town Marketing Committee and our dear friend from Mother Merrick's Confectionery. Ron, it's always a pleasure to see you. I know we'll be talking to you soon, and I thank you so much for all your love and support, and we really appreciate it, and have a great time. We'll come over and visit very soon.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks very much. Ron Mancini. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.